A reading from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 to 25. Be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor as supreme, or to governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Honor everyone. Love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the emperor. Servants, be subject to your masters with all respect, not only the good and the gentle, but also to the unjust. For this is a gracious thing when, mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if, when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure? But when you do good and suffer for it, you endure. This is a gracious thing in the sight of God. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds we have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Ronald Stevens, Holy Trinity Lutheran Church, Garfield, New Jersey.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. The devil is a ravening and roaring lion. He is a vicious wolf seeking souls to devour. He seeks to devour you. He seeks to pull you away from Jesus and destroy you. But how does he trick you into returning to his jaws of death? False belief. Heresy, appeals to your pride and flesh, unbelief. You know the usual list well and can probably recite it from memory. The devil comes sneakily and subtly in the voices of friends, family, and false prophets. And because he mixes his lies with a bit of the truth, because he comes through those you love and trust, you waver, you succumb, you fall. After all, you are just a sheep. You cannot protect or save yourself. You would wander just as happily into the waiting jaws of death as you would into the fold. The satanic wolf lies in wait, just waiting to rip your flesh with his teeth, to lap up your blood, to gloat in victory over you, to destroy you. But you have a shepherd. You have Jesus Christ. And he steps in between you and the wolf. He kills the wolf with the rod and staff of his cross. Jesus crushes the wolf's head and smashes his teeth. He leads you in safety to cool, still waters and to green pastures. He brings you in peace and safety to his fold. The wolf cannot have or harm you. So also you have a bishop. You have Jesus Christ. And he shields you from the devil's lies with his word of truth. He silences all lies and accusations with his word, crying out, "Thus saith the Lord." Jesus overcomes the devil with the preaching of his cross and his declaration that it is finished. He leads you in safety to holy baptism and feeds you with his own body and blood. He brings you in peace and safety to his church. He keeps and guards you there. The devil cannot have or harm you. For Jesus, your shepherd and bishop, has laid down his life for the sheep, laid his life down even for you. He steps in between you and the devil, that he may be the prey, that his flesh may be torn and his blood shed. And not only do you escape, but you are healed and made whole. He fights and overcomes the wolf by his cross and makes his victory yours. Jesus is lied about, slandered, accused, and tempted by the devil, the pagans, heretics, and unbelievers, that he may speak every good thing about you to his Father. Jesus is crucified, and his side is opened that he may bring you to the cool waters of baptism and spread a table before you in the Holy Communion. and no other is arrayed more beautifully than your great high priest and bishop. His vestments are his ripped and torn flesh. His cope is but a purple cloak draped mockingly upon his shoulders. His mitre, the crown of thorns, piercing and pricking his head. The crozier in his hand is but the cross upon which he is nailed. Your good shepherd and bishop has laid down his life, and you live. You are reconciled to the Father. Jesus dies, and death and the grave lose their sting and victory. Devoured by the wolf, Jesus bursts him apart from the inside out. The devil cannot have or deceive you. He is done and defeated. Death is dead, and Jesus lives. He plants his word of truth within you. He places and guides your feet into the way of his truth. You live as befitting a Christian. No false doctrine shall beguile you. But Jesus does not leave you as prey for the devil, the world, your own fallen flesh, or even the hired hands who care nothing for you. He entrusts your care to his under-shepherds, to his pastors. And these men have no other task but to ensure you hear the voice of the Good Shepherd in his word and holy sacraments. Jesus has given them to do nothing but to proclaim his cross and resurrection to you, to wash you clean in baptism, to forgive your sins, to feed you with his body and blood, all the while defending and protecting you from the lies of the devil and every false doctrine. And though you may die, you will but pass through the jaws of death safely and in peace. They cannot have you. Indeed, you shall follow Jesus out of them alive. For the Lord Jesus is your shepherd. You shall want for nothing. He has washed you clean and claimed you as his own. He prepares his table for you in the presence of your enemies, that you may eat, drink, and gloat in victory. For the sheep the Lamb has bled, and he now gives you the true food of the sheep, his own body and blood. As you eat and drink, you are transformed from dull, dying, obstinate sheep into the flock of Jesus Christ, made to be as he is, righteous, holy, and living. The devil cannot harm you. No false doctrine shall deceive you. The grave cannot hold you, for you have a shepherd and a bishop. You have Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus is your shepherd. You shall never want. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
We thank Pastor Ronald Stevens for this meditation on God's Word.